When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
So much about this crazy thing
we call love
that I'm
trying to understand. So won't you be my best friend? Before I call myself your man, why can't I love you in slow motion? Take my time, take away the pressure on my mind. Really get to know you, but rewind. I wanna love you in slow motion. Why can't I?
So, y'all, welcome back to the No Chasing Podcast. I'm Tim John Tharongsu.
I'm Ricky Shucks.
That was us singing a Cabadar cover.
I've never heard the original of that song. Holy Cabadar.
Cabadar cover of, is it Jasmine Sullivan?
I've never heard.
You know who's in the original? Let's find out. Do you know, Denisha? Okay, hold on. Slow Motion by...
it was Cat's one original. We just never knew.
I was trying to not sing all her runs and shit, because I'd be killing them shits in the car.
Listen, that's all I know.
Hold on a second. Cabadar, I just need to know before we move on, I'm sorry. Cabadar, oh, Karina Paisian. Well... Karina P. It's a Cat B cover of a Karina P song, Slow Motion. Shout out to Cabadar.
Yeah.
What's up, man? Look, I did an episode without you when you were still sick, but I want to drop this one first just because, okay, like, cool. We fresh off the holidays. I haven't fucking seen you. You've been sick. How are you, my guy?
I'm healthy again.
Well, thank God.
Yeah. That was the best sickness of my life.
Really? Why is that?
It's what I've always dreamed about. I lost 10 pounds in like 3 days.
Oh, shit.
It was fucking amazing.
Wow. Yeah. Puking or just?
No, just my throat. It was my throat that was fucked up. So I couldn't eat.
Ah, blessing.
Yeah. I was like, oh, this is how you do it.
that,
you make it so that you cannot eat.
I ran into one time, I'll just say it. I ran into fucking Russell D. Pride at a show. This was, you know, he's in a better place now. But I ran into him at a show one time. I'm like, bruh, you look great. You lost weight and shit. What you been doing? He's like, just depressed.
Dude.
Like, shit. Well.
Yo, congrats. Sorry.
Well, you look great, man.
Yeah. That's so funny. And it was like, you know, I had my little bout of sadness. In the back of my mind, I was like, fuck yeah. This shit's about to ravage me. I'm about to be depleted.
Hey, yo.
In the ass. Come on, guys. Relax. And man, I just gained more weight. I was so pissed. I was like, how the fuck? Am I not even being depressed right now? How am I doing this wrong?
Were you still eating your feelings?
No, but I think I just wasn't. Depressed. I was just regular sad.
Ah, boo.
What a waste of time.
You just gave me an idea for a joke. Hold on a second. Something where someone's like, damn, man, I'll be eating my feelings. You got some big feelings, huh? Let me go ahead and write that down.
Give me a second.
Big feelings. Eating feelings. Don't copy that. Well, shit, man. I'm glad you're healthy. There's a thing going around.
Yeah. People I know from different parts of everywhere had the same shit going.
But it's like not COVID though.
Nah, it's not COVID. Like I tested, not COVID. And I didn't feel like sick.
Yeah, yeah.
Like flu-ish or anything like that. Maybe one day I did, but it was just centralized to my throat.
It's fucked up because, like, you know, I was trying to record and lit, like, you know, you were sick for no chaser shit and I was trying to record with David and he also got sick for a dude behind the foods. I'm like, this shit's hitting all my portly buddies.
Yeah, I mean, it had me thinking, like, is it a fat thing? It's finally coming. But no, other people I know are not fat.
It's finally coming.
Yeah. Again, it's our child.
Yo, that'd be fucked up if the government was, like, specifically targeting just big boned people.
Hit the fat switch.
Oh, God.
Get rid of them.
Look, man, for some reason, Our resources are depleted. What could be the issue here?
I think we all know. It's time.
Oh, well, shit, man. Okay. I'm glad you're healthy. My whole household is sick right now. She is sick. Both babies are sick.
Great. So you're sick.
No, I'm great.
You're there.
I know, but I refuse to touch anybody.
So I refuse to breathe in the house.
I've been really careful. I'm fucking washing my hands like every 2 seconds, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, I'm still helping, like, you know, we got the little snot suckers. I'm sucking the snot out of the baby's noses, but I'm also, like, you know, every time I help Beta blow her nose, I'm, like, washing my hands every 2 seconds. So my shit's dry, but yeah. I'm, like, so far, so good. I'm okay. Yeah. So it's rough out there, brother.
Yeah, stupid-ass sicknesses.
I'm trying to get right because, you know, health is wealth, as they say. We're going into 2024. Let me ask you this, man. This one will come out. It'll be New Year's by the time this one drops. How was your 2023?
Terrible. It sucks because I feel like I've been asked that question multiple years. Mm-hmm. And multiple years has been the same answer. I'm like, God damn, when is it going to get good? Or maybe people just don't ask me on a good year. But 2023 was a terrible fucking year.
Care to elaborate?
Have we talked about?
Not really.
Yeah. Well, the snafu with this shit.
Oh, we did talk about that.
Yeah. Oh, dude, that really put me in a bind financially.
And a bind.
Man, I wish. Yeah, that shit was stupid. Yeah. Goody's been stupid this year. All business things have been stupid.
Yeah, I tell you this, man. You know, I am normally big on like the, yeah, you know what, this year had its ups and downs, but you know what I'm saying? Take everything on the chin. It was a learning process. 2023, in hindsight, pretty rough.
Yeah, it was just downs.
it was a fucking year, man. Like, podcast shit, you know, the No Chaser cast shit was fucked up, right? Because, like, it's also fucked up because, you know, when the shit fucks my shit up, you know, I can't pay you from No Chaser. Like, it fucks everything up. And then, like, you know, of course, Goody Brand had a slow year, as you said. And look, glory to God, you know, Q is a blessing. I love him. But, you know, it was busy. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
How dare you be a little ass baby in 2023, man? Grow up.
It was the babies. This was my most tired year.
Yeah.
Probably of my life.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I've never felt so tired. And as a result, it really does kind of affect me, not only physically, like how I feel, but also physically, like in my appearance. You feel me?
Yeah.
Like I feel like, yeah, I got more gray sprouting. My skin got fucked up. Like, I haven't been working out. I might look skinny in this big ass hoodie, but let me come out this shit and everything is just drooping in ways that it shouldn't be drooping. You feel me?
Yeah.
It was just all, you know, it was a lot this year.
Yeah, it was definitely a lot. It was, it showed blessings though.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that, because I mean, the podcast shit has been going on basically a full year now at this point. What's been like,
10? Oh, the fucked upness.
Yeah, 9 or 10 months.
I think the new deal.
Well, no, just the when it got stupid.
Yeah. When I was supposed to, like that.
It's been close to a full year. Mm-hmm. And Goody started before that.
Being fucked up?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So it's literally been a full year
mm-hmm.
of just making shit shake.
Yeah.
But being able to. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
There's a lot of... There would have been a good chance of fucking homelessness and shit if it was a different life before now. You get what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
So it definitely shows the blessing that you were able to survive such a fucked up year.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Look, of course, it was a lot of bullshit this year. Like, I feel like financially it was definitely, like, it wasn't one of my best years. Yeah. But, like, look, man, I got a house. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm still, we here.
Yeah.
I'm still healthy. Yeah, like, I don't look fucking... like I would like to, but I'm still healthy for the most part.
Relatively, it was a shitty year.
Relatively fucked up. Yeah. But like, yeah, look, life is still good.
Yeah. Like, we know your life sucks worse. We get it. You don't have to get in the comments about that. Talk about our life relative to last year. Cause I know it's somebody out there. I wish I could just get in front of a camera and talk for a living.
Yes, our city lives are 10 times better than your regular life. Okay, we know that.
And we are sorry, okay? But still, it wasn't a good year.
But look, send me money. Speaking of Patreon, we got a live show coming up, sponsored by Patreon, right? No Chaser. Special announcement. We're doing our first ever live show in January, okay?
Second live show, technically.
Oh, okay. Our live in audience show, with an audience show, all right?
Second.
What?
Vegas.
Oh,
right before the pandemic, right before the first really fucked up year.
We're not gonna count that one, dog. That was not even a worth talking about. We'll talk about it though. Okay, our second, but our first one that we're putting on ourselves where it's just us, okay? And spoiler alert, if you ain't watched the skit, Nikki Blades is gonna be there. Does that mean she's coming back? I don't know.
But she's gonna be there.
She will be there late January for sure. We're still locking. Well, by the time this drops, I think we'll have...
More than likely, we'll have it locked.
Yeah, so if we have
stay tuned.
Stay tuned. If January. We have a date locked, I'll put it on the fucking screen, all right? Yeah. And we'll tell you where to get tickets and all that shit. Just stay tuned, all right? But yeah, it's going to be dope. You know, it's not just going to be us talking on stage. We really want to just have fun and a lot of audience.
It's going to be more about y'all. Interaction, bringing y'all up.
Yeah.
Chilling with y'all, hanging with y'all. Competing with y'all, fucking y'all up.
Uh-huh, fucking y'all.
You think you can beat me?
Yeah.
My life is so much better than
Yo, let me tell you something. Rick is fast.
All right?
All right?
In short distances.
Even like in high school.
I thought you just said fat. Versus like, where's it going? Where's it going with this? Rick is fat.
Tangent, just so you know.
That's it.
Rick is fat.
if you're only listening.
And you've been curious, who's that breathing on the mic? Well.
So I hear a guy talking, I hear a girl chiming in, and then there's this breath, constant, heavy, notorious B-I-G-esque breath.
Oh, shit. Oh, man. But yes, Rick is fast. Ever since high school. But also, you weren't big in high school, but we used to, like, you were
bigger than... You.
I hit you the other day and I'm like, hey man, I seen this picture of you from high school. You weren't even fat, but we were always making fat jokes.
Bro, I was so annoyed. I was like, what the fuck? Y'all manifested this shit for me. I was regular. You were small.
Yeah, because I'm like, you weren't even big, dog.
I just today, the fucking somebody reposted the no racial video. Oh,
right,
I was like,
right.
That was cute. I was damn near buff. What the fuck is going on? But,
yeah. Man. Kids. Kids are so cruel.
Yeah. Freaking 19-year-old kids.
Speaking of kids being not cruel, but I told you this story, but I just want to tell it on the podcast real quick because it's funny. Fucking, you know, Veda, you know, the other day, she's really beginning to learn to deal with the stress of life.
Mm-hmm.
She's learning how to express that. So the other day, guys, she couldn't figure out how to turn the iPad on. She got very frustrated, all right? And then and she was already moody about some other shit. I forget. I think she didn't feel like eating lunch or whatever. Mom was making her eat lunch. Couldn't turn her iPad on. She got mad. She started crying. She says, I can't do this anymore. Like, oh, I looked up like, oh, shit. going through it.
The anymore is so funny.
I don't know. She just really has began to learn to string shit together in ways that make sense. Yeah.
I imagine it was a... I used to be able to turn this shit on. Mm. Now I can't anymore.
I'm unable to do this anymore. Yeah.
But it sounds like...
Get me out of this life! Yeah, bro. Must have been a tough 2023 for her, too. Yeah. Her only, like, third year almost of life, dog.
She had to share her parents and shit.
Oh, God. There's this video I haven't posted yet before we try this pussy drink where she's like, she has all these little like fluffy balls that she likes playing with. Q, you know, he was curious trying to get to him. So she's like trying to pull them all in her little, but she starts dropping them too. And she's trying to hold them all in her lap. So she finally gets them all and starts to walk away. She goes,
this is greedy. Oh, that's so funny.
All right.
Kids are so funny.
Well, let's see. Yeah. 2023. Oh, yeah. Well, how was your Christmas also?
Whack. I didn't get to do anything because I was sick.
Oh, shit. That's right.
So my family was all familying without me.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
You were like, you don't want to infect anybody.
And then I was like, hey, I got a strep throat, but who bringing me a plate? Mm. And they was like, ew. Yeah, stay your ass over there. I was like, okay, but who bringing me a plate? And they just ignored me.
Damn. Yeah. Strep is contagious?
It is.
Damn.
It is until you start taking antibiotics.
We thought, so Chia's had strep a couple times and in her past. And she, at one point you thought you had tonsillitis, right?
I did.
So we were like, yo, if he got tonsillitis, that's fucked up. Because she has a homegirl who got her tonsils removed, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, this story is crazy. And, you know, so I guess... You got to keep that shit kind of like moist, right? So one night, she said after her homegirl got the tonsillitis, she got this call like 2 a.m., 3 a.m. Like, Chia, help.
Oh, she got the call. I thought the friend got the call.
No. Chia got the call. Help. So she's like, what the fuck? Goes to her homegirl's house. Homegirl is sitting in front of her house with her little bag or whatever. Blood like down her fucking mouth and neck and shit because I guess she was like fell asleep with her mouth open. She got dry and like the whatever like you know broke and so she's like blood spewing from her mouth, can't talk.
Yeesh.
You know what I'm saying? Had to go to the you know emergency to fix that shit, but yeah, it's fucked up.
Yeah, no, that's crazy. Now for me, as soon as I thought I had that shit, I started doing everything. So I got throat sprays and special mouthwash, got a humidifier, so it was moist.
Yeah, moist.
Throat was moist.
Well, speaking of which, what did you bring me here, dog?
All right, man. So this is a funny story. Well, it's kind of funny. One day I come home and I got two packages outside my door.
Okay.
One I'm aware of. I ordered something. Mm-hmm. The other one I'm like, oh, that must be somebody else's. I look, it's addressed to me.
Okay.
I'm like, oh, maybe I ordered some other shit. So I opened the original package that I knew was for me. It was what I wanted. And I opened this. And it's a box. And then it has another box in it.
Okay.
So I'm like, but that's annoying.
It's a box in a box?
Pretty much. So I opened the other box. And it's just six loose cans of pussy. That's what it's called. Pussy Natural Energy.
Oh, it wasn't even in like a carton or anything?
No. Right. It was jostling around. They all dented up.
From the UK.
No note. No anything. So I'm like, who the fuck just sent me pussy?
You still don't know?
I know now.
Oh, all right.
But I posted about it or whatever. And then I think of the usual suspects.
Yeah.
And it was L.
Oh.
King L Noir.
Tight.
She was... online looking for some other drink that we had been talking about.
Uh-huh.
You remember Sobe?
Yeah.
Yeah. They don't sell those anymore.
That's just, that's funny for some reason.
Yeah, like at all.
It's funny that she was looking for it.
Yeah. But they don't sell them anymore.
Sobe's had the lizard on
it. The lizard. Yeah. Mm-hmm. They still have a website. It's still up. They have all their information. Can't buy anything.
Really?
Other places that have it for sale, currently unavailable everywhere. Like, they just don't have it, right? So she's looking for it, and for some reason, this pops up.
Okay.
And without thinking, She just sends it to my place.
Tight.
No gift, no nothing. And she thought it was the funniest shit ever. So eventually I had to try one. Mm-hmm. And I was like, huh.
So this is another product that's supposed to taste like coochie juice or coochie
I don't know if it's
remnants.
Supposed to.
Okay.
Like, there's no advertisement here, but it's called pussy. And I see where they were going.
Interesting.
More so than the chips. So I wanted to get your reaction.
Pussy, natural energy, 100% natural ingredients. Okay. The flavoring, it says, sparkling passion fruit and lychee flavored energy. Mm-hmm. All right. Interesting.
Asian pussy.
Okay. Also a product of the UK. The pussy chips were somewhere in the UK, I think. Not necessarily England, but I do remember it was somewhere European. Let's see. Okay, 98 calories, 80 milligrams of caffeine. Okay, that's pretty regular. Cool. All right, well, let's do it.
Let's do it.
You've already tried.
I've tried it.
I wish I wouldn't have got this espresso now. I'm doubling down on my caffeine. It's about to fuck me up.
Yeah, you got to down the whole thing.
Cheers. Hold on a second now.
See, he keeps going back. He likes it.
I do.
He also likes pussy.
I do, very much so. So that means one in the like same. Wait a second now. You know, I see what you're saying. Whereas the chips had the, you know, the she just peed.
Mm-hmm.
This is more of the after club,
mm-hmm.
where it's a pure sweat situation.
Exactly. also was not planning.
Yeah.
On doing anything sexual.
Yeah.
Did not shave.
Huh.
That's what that is, bro.
Now this is it's interesting because this is sweeter than exactly what I'm talking about, all right? But the aftertaste, which is kind of like a guava,
yes,
which is also people have likened to some coochie flavorings.
Yeah.
So let me try and explain this. After the club, you would think that ideally you wouldn't want to go down on someone after they've been sweating and shit like that. Like after gym, cooch is not something you want to eat, okay?
No.
But for some reason, after reason. Club, mm-hmm. coochie, sweat, unshowered, never really tastes like anything. Like it has like
it's
that.
It's not bad, yeah.
It has that. Okay, yeah, it's like a must, but it's not a bad must. It's like, I don't know, it's hard to explain.
It's because normally, mm-hmm. before a club, there is a shower.
Mm.
Very closely before the club.
Mm-hmm.
The sweat that happens in the club is just dance sweat.
Mm-hmm.
It's not stress sweat.
Mm.
It's not necessarily heat-induced or full day sweat. It's just dance sweat, and that sweat is different.
Yeah, it's a fun sweat.
It is an enjoyable sweat.
And, okay, in theory, right?
Mm-hmm.
If a girl knows she's going to the club that night, she's probably not eating heavy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she wants to be slim in her little, like, little cute dress or whatever.
She don't want shit at the club.
She doesn't want to shit at the club, for sure. Or maybe she shitted right before she showered, right before she went to the club. You know, mm-hmm. she's feeling like
everything. She want to feel as good as possible.
Yeah, the toxins and shit are out. And maybe that just manifests itself in the sweat and coochie juice situation. I understand where it's going.
You see where it's going.
Yeah.
So the guava part, because mm-hmm. that's what I thought too. Mm-hmm. So I immediately went to read. There's no guava.
Right.
So they just know, like, mm-hmm. could you be tasting like guava?
It's the aftertaste. It's something the aftertaste is.
Yeah.
That's what did it.
It's the aftertaste slash after feel.
Mm-hmm.
Sort of reminiscent of the chips. It's a feel taste combination that you just can't explain unless you done ate some coochie.
I get it.
Yeah.
I get it.
But it makes sense.
I like it.
Now I want to smell one of them coochie candles.
Oh, from Gwyneth Paltrow?
Yeah, or Erykah Badu, one of them.
Well, now we got to eat the dick chips.
We won't have anything to compare to.
Well, I know. That's true, too. Here's
We got to get girls on here to eat the dick chips.
Facts, facts. We really do. And we'll have Denisha Tron, too.
Stop trying to get us kicked out of here.
Well, actually, we don't even know Denise's personal preference. So, I mean, that's not... I don't know. Okay. She said she would eat the dick chips before she eats the dick chips. That's great. And here's what's so dumb, too. A lot of the comments after we posted the coochie chip shit was, whose coochie juice did they use? And like, how did they get the flavoring? Like, are you dumb?
Yeah. You know what was my problem with commenters?
Yeah.
They don't understand where they're at. Like, I get that response.
Yeah.
That would be the response if it's you and your homie having that discussion. Mm. Like, who pussy did they? Okay, that's funny. You're in the comments with hundreds of other people. Mm. Did you not see 37 people already said that, they first don't. Of all?
Yeah.
It's just, shut up, stupid.
I make it a point. So I like to leave a little fucking, like when I'm on Shade Room or different blog sites, I like leaving a little joke.
Yeah.
And
you read through first.
I read through first to make sure I'm not repeating a joke.
Exactly.
Because I like to be original if I can. You know what I'm saying? If I'll leave a joke and I'll see that I scroll up, oh shit, someone already left that. I'm like, I'll delete my joke because I hate repeating someone else's joke, right?
These motherfuckers do not care.
And they swear, bro. Like they're just saying the funniest shit. That's one of my biggest issues with, like, you know, racial humor, you know what I'm saying? Especially in some comments. It's like, look, racial shit can be funny.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, at this point, I don't know, maybe it's because we're grown. Like, yeah, when we were younger, we laughed at some basic ass shit, right? But we've been through it now. It's like, when you see something, you see a post on, like, Worldstar or whatever, and it's like, it's always the same fucking jokes.
Always.
Over the most basic shit. It's like, oh, God.
Yeah. And it's... The other weird part about it is these be the people who are affected by social media and what other people think.
Mm-hmm.
Yet they're also oblivious to other people.
Mm.
Like, that don't make no sense.
Mm-hmm.
How are you just saying the same lame shit that everybody else is saying without realizing you're doing that when you care so much about what everyone else is saying?
And motherfuckers be stealing content like it's nothing. It's
don't
crazy.
Get me started on that shit.
I know. It's just what people do nowadays, you know? It's just like with no shame.
Yeah. And then I had a female friend do this recently. I haven't talked to her about it yet because I don't know how to approach it.
Okay.
She stole some content, right?
On purpose?
On purpose.
Okay.
People kind of just like let themselves believe everything's a trend now.
Ugh.
So it's not stealing. It's doing the trend.
Right, right, right.
But you're doing exactly what the person did.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a trend.
Mm-hmm.
But whatever. She stole some shit and it got some traction because it was fucking fail-proof.
Mm-hmm.
It was an already funny thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it is like posting about how much people liked it. It's like... How are you feel good about this?
Mm-hmm.
You didn't do anything different from the original.
It really bothers me, man. Like, I tell you something that's always bugged me, right? Even though this is like regular shit that happens, like, you know, when an actor says a line from a movie and they become like iconic for that line, like, yeah, of course, they didn't write that shit, right?
Yeah.
But it's like, it becomes synonymous with that person. Like, you think of that line, you think of that person.
Yeah.
Well, let me tell you guys this, all right? It's always kind of, I clarify it every time someone brings it up to me. When Chunk Dirty battled Super Hot Fire and Mute Spitter, Costco keeps the cost low.
Mm-hmm.
I love that y'all quote that shit at me, but you know, Deshaun wrote that shit.
Yeah.
I write that shit.
we didn't do any writing on that.
Yeah.
One. Yeah. He came with a full script. Yeah.
And I'm sure, you know, that's not something regular people think about.
Yeah.
But for me, it bugs me. I'll be like, ha ha, you already know. But you know, I didn't. That's not me, though.
Yeah. I got a reverse of that. This shit used to really piss me off on your videos. So when we used to make videos, before there was like a Maker Studios or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
There was no writing.
Us with the camcorder fucking improvising. Yeah, yeah.
He came here, I want to make a video about this.
Mm-hmm.
We figure it out. So majority of whatever I said, I came up with. Whatever you said, you came up with.
Yeah.
There would be people quoting me and then say, Tim is hilarious. I'm like, you dirty bitch. How you go just assume that that didn't come from me when it came out my mouth?
Yeah.
Oh, so fucking annoying.
Well, I got to admit to you, dog. I've been telling everybody.
I write everything.
Imagine. That'd be so fucked up. Bruh, so.
Wait, before you go.
Yeah.
You've hardly touched your pussy.
I know. I'm trying to manage my espresso and my pussy juice. I don't want to go in too crazy. Pardon me. Sir, do you not like the pussy?
Is the pussy not okay?
So, I think this pussy is fine.
Can I top off your pussy?
So, you know, I be having vivid-ass dreams, right?
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes, you know, I talk in my sleep or, you know, I'll... you've been around when I sleep talk because I get so sleepy, I just start saying shit, right? The other night, dog, this was like 2 a.m., right? And fucking Chia woke up to me saying, I rebuke you in the name of the Lord.
God damn.
Yes. And she was like, yo, hey. He's like, she was freaking out. I said, what?
Who are you rebuking? What's in here?
I had a crazy little, like, creepy ass dream, bro. Like, where it was like a fixture on my blinds, like a little, like, it looked like a little, you know, one of the little cherub angel babies, like, mm-hmm. like a little statue of it. And then it started coming alive and turning into a demon face. So I started freaking out in my dream. So I was saying, like, I rebuke you in the name of the Lord. But I was saying that shit out loud. And yeah. Chia was like, what is happening?
Oh, man. She be scared of stuff. So that makes it extra funny.
She does be scared of a lot of stuff, dog.
Girls be scared. They be scared to be crying. That shit weird.
Be tired?
Yeah.
They be tired so much. And I'm like, I get it, but could you not let it affect your mood so much?
Dude. Oh, man. They are interesting.
I'm like, I try to be in Chia's shoes. And I'm like, all right, baby, I know, you know, this was a long day of filming for me. I know it's tiring being home with these babies. But like, you know, and I'm like, look, if you want more, we gotta get you some pussy juice or something. because you're not pleasant at the end of the day, right?
Oh, man.
And I'm like, if you want more babies and this is the attitude I'm coming home to with the two babies, come on, man. Help me out. Man. Help me help you here, you know?
So funny. Girls, such powerful emotions.
I know. What's fucked up is caffeine doesn't phase her. So she, even like if she, because you know me, you know, yeah, I've been tired this year, but now I'm on this like caffeine kick, right? This espresso shit that like really helps. Yeah. Her, because like culturally, she's really been drinking coffee since she was young. Like her, like Habesha people and like Eritreans and Ethiopians, they do like little coffee, like it's like a thing, you know what I'm saying? And it's a really strong coffee that they do and they'll like have it after dinner and shit. And so I think she's just been drinking that shit for so long, it just does not affect her like that. Yeah. So she just be tired. There's nothing she can do.
Well, I mean, y'all live in LA.
Yeah, true.
Birthplace of crack.
This is true.
There's got to be some crack somewhere around.
This is facts.
It can help.
You know what's crazy?
I can see Chia doing crack. She'd be a fun crackhead.
She would never. She would be so fun.
Yeah.
She would be so fun.
Her teeth would suck, but she'd be a fun crackhead.
You know what's crazy? We could really...
Do crack.
Yeah, we could. Yeah. Like, if we wanted to. We could find crack, like, so easily.
Oh, dude.
Like.
I have some crack. Ever since No Chains have been tanking, I had to make some money somehow.
Dude, why are you so? No.
You don't get high off your own supply, Tim.
Okay. Facts. That's facts. Well, you know what? I think going into this new year, man, you know me still trying to write this movie. Crack might be the way to go.
Hey, listen. Yes. I'm entering my pro crack era.
You know, I wouldn't do crack, but as I said, you know, so it's officially since December. It's been a year since I've been like, you know, diagnosed officially with ADHD, right?
Mm-hmm.
And mind you, that doctor, she told me she could put me on some Ritalin, like write me a prescription for Ritalin if I wanted, right?
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, everyone said there was like a Ritalin shortage and shit. I don't know what the situation is now. And a lot of people are like, hey man, you know, if you don't really need it, I wouldn't recommend it because they do say it kind of changes who you are, right? Because I do feel like, yeah, the ADHD-ness does hinder a lot of shit. But it also, like, I do kind of feel like a lot of it makes me who I am, right?
Yeah.
As far as just kind of how my brain functions and how I operate as a person.
Yeah.
But as far as, like, writing this script, I wouldn't mind, like, just, like, going away for, like, 3 days, popping some of these Ritalins, and just, like, letting my brain go, you know what I'm saying?
I don't think that's how it really works, though.
I think it does.
I don't think it lets your brain go. I think it holds your brain in.
Yeah, well, exactly.
You need to not let your brain.
I
go,
need to
focus.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
There's a better one than Ritalin for that.
Ozempic.
No. We back in the me territory there. What's that shit called? Adderall. There we go.
Yeah.
Why you know that?
Oh, that's right. We had that conversation.
Yeah, that one. Now, if you don't need that. Oh, you look like a crackhead.
Oh, word?
Yeah. But if you need it,
you know?
It works great.
We'll see. Yeah. I kind of ignored that doctor's emails for a year.
Mm-hmm.
Well, after she said, hey, so this is what we do next. And I was kind of like, I'll see if I can manage it on my own. And I think for the most part, I've been making strides. But when it comes to an actual, like, big project like this, I feel like a little help might help.
Yeah.
But, oh, you know, someone kind of put me on game, dog. I had a meeting with a homegirl the other day, and she told me, she was like, have you ever thought about using, like, ChatGPT to help you write your script, right? And I'm like, I don't want to do all that, right? But she was like, well, here's what my writer homie does. He will be like, yo, chat, do this. It'll spew out whatever. And then he'll
correct
it. Yeah. And I'm like, I'm way better at telling people their shit's whack and then improving on other people's whack shit than when I'm like, cause I know big points of the shit I'm trying to write, but the filling in stuff is where it gets a little difficult, right?
Yeah.
So I'm like, oh, that's kind of a nice little, I might give that a go.
So I've done it, right? It's cool. The only problem is you have to read. You have to really fucking read.
Mm.
Because it will say dumb shit.
Mm, mm, mm.
And if you miss that little dumb shit, then you look dumb.
Okay.
You get what I'm saying? But yeah, it'll give you a lot.
But I also feel like I just kind of want to just do it. You know what I'm saying? Like,
you should just do it.
Yeah.
Okay, let's go back to crack.
Okay.
Listen.
Tell me.
Crackheads never fall out of love. Right? So if you and Gia do crack together... Y'all together forever.
Okay.
What's going to happen to the kids? Can't say.
Mm.
But hey, choices. You got choices to make. Crackheads never forget lyrics.
Okay.
Absolutely never.
Uh-huh.
You go to any crackhead right now, tell them to sing you something. They're going to pull something out from 13 years ago.
Interesting.
They're going to hit every main note and the ad-libs by themselves without missing anything. It's fucking awesome. So translate that into writing the script, pulling out of your brain, it's going to be great.
And if we're talking about kids, a lot of people that are super successful have the story of, my daddy was a crackhead. I wanted to do better. I wanted to, you know, blah, blah, blah. I wanted to show this and that.
You're setting him up.
Because me being as successful as I am right now, I'm kind of setting my kids up for failure.
Oh, yeah.
Because they already get everything they fucking want.
Yeah.
There's no struggle. There's no story.
They need that.
If I want them to be motivated at all, crack is the key, I think.
Yeah. I came home and I found my dad passed out. They need that story.
I think you're right.
Yeah. So, I don't know, man. 2024. Year of the crack.
I think we're onto something here, dog.
Yeah.
All right, y'all. Well, shit. Take this with you for this year. I think... I think we're in this together now, guys. And I think we're going places. All right. So make sure you like, comment, subscribe, all that bullshit. Stay tuned for that live show information. Goodiebrand.com has a lot of cool shit. As we mentioned earlier, we struggling. Go get something. Thank you for watching. We love you. Have a great year. Follow me. Follow Rick. I'm Tim Chantharongsu.
I'm Rick Shucks.
Bye.
Powered by pussy.